Mary Todd Lincoln in the midst of the Chicago Fire. After the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, shot on April 14, 1865, and his passing on April 15, Mary Todd Lincoln, Abe's wife, departed Washington by train to Chicago to live with Tad, their son, in the Tremont House. Later, Mary moved to the Hyde Park Hotel, but in 1866, she purchased a home at 375 West Washington in Chicago. This home was located between Willard, later known as Ann, and Elizabeth Streets. In May of 1867, Mary rented her home and moved to the Clifton House at the southeast corner of Wabash and Madison. Later in the same year, Mary moved back to her old neighborhood and lived at 460 West Washington, across the street from Union Park. Again in 1868, Mary stayed at the Clifton House. In May of 1871, after spending several years in Europe, Mary and Tad returned to Chicago and lived with son Robert at his home at 653 Wabash Avenue. She soon moved out and was back at the Clifton House. Tad died in the Clifton House on Saturday morning, July 15, 1871, after a long illness he contracted in Europe. Mary Todd Lincoln was staying at Robert Lincoln's house on Wabash when the Chicago Fire began on October 8, 1871. She and Robert rushed to the lakefront with the thousands of other people avoiding the fire, flames, and smoke. Both survived. In 1874, Mary was living at the new Grand Central Hotel on LaSalle Street. On April 6, 1874, she sold her old home on Washington Street. A note, all addresses in this story are before the 1909 and 1911 Chicago street renumbering and the 1909 streets being renamed. See all three original documents in the Digital Research Library of Illinois History at http://livinghistoryofillinois.com/. Read by Sue Jane Weil Smith.